Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. We're glad that you're joining us on today. I am Shauna Stallworth, and next beside me is our master coach, Anna McCoy. Today we're going to be talking more about walking powerful in vision. She's going to share more about those topics, about visionary power, and we're so excited on today. I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, if you're unfamiliar with Woman Act Now, visit our website at www.womanactnow.com and find out more about our organization. You can also give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407. I'd like to talk to you and find out more about you and see how we might be able to help coach you through the execution gap toward achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas. I'm going to invite our master coach to the call on today. I want to encourage you also that if you're near your computer and you're listening to us live, but you're near a computer or your smartphone or Android, then we want to encourage you to watch us live on by going to the Woman Act Now website or giving us a call and finding out how you might be able to see us live moving forward in the future. So share it with your friends, Facebook, Twitter, and share it with the people that are next to you in your cubicle or in the office next door, as we're going to be talking about visionary power on today. So welcome to the call on today, Coach Anna.
Thank you very much, Shauna. Hello, everybody. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today. We're excited to be with you. Our theme this month is to walk powerful in vision. So today's show, as Shauna shared, is visionary power. I'm going to talk about several different things today, about walking in the now. Our prayer this morning was the power to walk powerful in the now. And that was a great job, our team, as a team that we put together, because Shauna actually, she actually writes these prayers, and then together we collaborate and finalize them. So I'm very, very proud of her and what she's been able to do as it relates to her growth. If you've been enjoying the Woman Act Now prayers on Thursday morning, I want you to give a high five, you know, a shout out to Ms. Shauna, because she's been doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Shauna. You're very welcome. So I am excited about this. When I think about visionary power, we're going to talk a little bit, and you'll be hearing some prayers really over the course of the remaining of this month on these particular areas, like this morning, walk powerful in the now. You're going to hear about walk entrusted. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. We'll also talk about walking in expectancy as we're talking about this theme of vision. You know, to walk powerful in vision as a zero requires you to be a person that is faithful to your now. God is a God of now, and so as a God of now, he speaks to us in the now. We've defined now through the principles of BOSS program or the Vertical Leap program with my mentor. Now is defined as 0 to 5 seconds, the amount of time that you can hold a conscious thought before it becomes a past memory. For those who are joining us today, you're just joining us via either listening to us or you're joining us via the video, we want to encourage you to listen in carefully today. I want you to think about walking in the now when it comes to vision. You know, vision is being able to receive what you've been given, what you've been called to do, and being able to really convert the power that you have into usable energy.
Mm-hmm.
You got that? So you receive an idea, you receive a vision, as even as a visionary leader. What do we do? How do we convert what we have received into what I call usable energy. When I think about walking powerful in the now as a part of being a visionary and being at zero, I am reminded that sometimes even in vision, in the vision that you have been given, you know, we talk about clarity in the book Woman Act Now, that it's your roadmap. It helps you understand what you need to do. It eliminates all of the questions. It eliminates who gets the assignment, who doesn't. It eliminates the guesswork. And, you know, one of the great things about being a person that's vision-oriented, we see this as perhaps a person who can see the bigger picture. In our office on yesterday, we had an interesting experience. There was a hawk that actually came up to the window in one of our offices. And our team was just wow. Everybody was in wow, was just in awe that this hawk would come and sit on this ledge. Not only did he sit on the ledge, but he began to communicate as if he's like, let me in. I've got something to say to someone. I mean, very aggressive in his sitting there. And so what was interesting about, and the reason why I bring it up, because a hawk is considered one, is really is a visionary, because the way the hawk soars, and we've been talking about being a woman who soars, surrendered, obedient, and radical for the things that God has called you to. And what's so amazing, when I think of the hawk, and when I thought about that on yesterday, and how when you soar, literally, when you soar, the vision, literally the vision of a hawk, he is soaring, he's taking it where it goes, but his vision is so incredible that he sees a large space or expanse, but he can target in on something very tiny. Did you get it?
I did.
So when we think about vision, it's having a picture, and this is where, get this, because this is where vision is about to come in the now. Is like that hawk. The hawk soars at high heights, and he looks down low, and he's searching. He's literally searching back and forth and looking, but he sees the expanse, but he has an ability to focus on a very, very tiny object or prey or something that he is going to pursue. In other words, like a goal, like a task, but you see the big expanse because he has vision. And then his vision is so keen that he can focus, even with the expanse, he can focus on a little tiny thing. So when I think about that analogy, I think about this, is that as a person who wants to do what God has called you to do, he has given you an expanse of your vision, but you need an eagle eye, you need a hawk's eye to be able to see the expanse of this vision that you've been given, but also be able to literally focus in on the small, tiny, little things that you probably don't want to do, but ultimately they're going to add to the overall picture of a great vision, of a great vision that you have. And so when I think about when I think about this, I think it's so important for us to remember, as visionaries, each of us are, oftentimes we have looked at a visionary as someone in charge of something, someone who started something, someone who perhaps is the leader of something. But I want to shift your paradigm a little bit, because we are women surrendered and soaring and radical for the things of God in our life and wanting to accomplish those things. You know, and I do believe this because I've experienced it myself, is that literally, Shauna, you know, I do just about what I want to do. But in the doing of what I want to do, I must stay focused on what God has called me to do. We had an opportunity to share with one of our WAN sisters today, is that you get to live your life. You get to do what you want to do for the rest of your life, but will you do what God has called you to do? And so when I say our perspective of vision, I want to help to shift that today, because as a visionary, each of us has been given an assignment that we are to do, no matter how large or small it may appear. If you believe that you have been called to do something, then you are a visionary, and you are going to have to embrace the principles of being that visionary, having a eye to see the expanse of what you're doing, but also honing in to those very small, what you might perceive as insignificant, but to a hawk soaring high above in the skies, to see a small prey and they take a dive for it, it becomes a very significant thing because it is maybe the thing that keeps them alive. And so if we start to perceive the way that hawk does, using that analogy, that you can see the expanse of what you ought to do, but your precision must come in your ability to be able to capture, to secure those smaller things in your life because they are your lifeline. So you have to do it. And when we don't do the small things, we don't achieve the greater vision that we're in pursuit of. That's just the way it works. So hopefully by the time you finish listening to this call today, you will be inspired to be a woman of vision with precision. A woman of what? Vision with precision. I have to take a minute just to write that down for myself. Vision with precision. That is the kind of leader that we should be. That is the kind of visionary. And let me not get the two mixed up, because a leader and a visionary, they're different things. They're different things. We have visionary leaders. But in this case, I am holding each of us accountable for what we believe the Lord has shown us concerning our own life, whether it's concerning your family, whether it's concerning your business, whether it's concerning a marketplace experience. I want to hold you accountable to be a visionary in your own life. And that is to pursue vision with precision. Is that look at the expanse, whether it's your entire family, all of the people that's going to make a difference in it, and then you're going to learn how to be precise about securing and accomplishing and advancing some of those smaller things in your life so that you ultimately will see the big vision come to pass. No building is built without first drawing it on a piece of paper, laying a foundation, mixing, even smaller than that, digging a hole, bringing a bunch of people, bulldozers, you got a lot of pieces to the pie, mixing up the cement, bringing the water, bringing the cement, making sure it's cured properly before you ever set a building on it. And not, let's not begin to think about, even in this room where we're in, it didn't just happen. There was a larger vision, then it was broken up into smaller, precise details so that we could accomplish the larger picture. So that's what we mean when it comes to being a visionary with precision. Precision. Now, that takes me right back to walking powerful in the now. Just like the hawk is soaring and he's flying and he's watching and he's looking. He really is searching. He's really, really searching for an opportunity. He's searching for an opportunity to actually begin to hone in, literally, on that particular prey, for example, with a hawk. He's searching for that opportunity. But he must remain conscious at all times in order to do that, in order to take the dive, keep his eye on the prize, and actually pursue it and obtain it and get it. And so as a result of that, we call that the walk powerful in the now. So in order to accomplish what you are to accomplish, you must remain focused. You must remain steady. You must stay the course. You can't just, oh, there's something else. I guarantee if he loses sight of that prey and uses the small prey, it's not something huge, he's going to see something fairly small from very high up that he's going to stay the course, stay focused, that he might accomplish it. He might obtain it because that's really what he's after, to obtain it, to eat it, to use it for his purpose and for his pleasure. And so when we think about staying in the now and walking powerful in the now, and how does that relate to being a zero and also being a visionary, it is staying the course, staying focused. You don't have time. Just imagine in those 0 to 2 to 5 seconds, 0 to 5 seconds, the hawk blinks. The prey is gone. So God, this relationship with our Father is like, are you pressing your ear and your heart to hear him in a conscious state? We're not conscious all the time, but will you be conscious with what he has instructed you to do? That is really the test. And so we encourage you when it comes to being a visionary that you must remain conscious, you must remain focused, you must stay steady, you must stay the course, and you must be conscious when? Now. So our next part of this is that we want to talk to you a little bit about walking in trusted. What does that mean to have visionary power? You must be a person who can be entrusted with a vision. Mm-hmm. Can we trust you with this information? Mm-hmm. Can we trust you with the idea? Mm-hmm. Even in a business or in relationships, when you are a visionary, you carry something. But are you trustworthy? Can you be given a vision and watch over it to see that it is accomplished? Mm-hmm. Can you be entrusted with an idea? Can you be entrusted with information? Mm-hmm. And you must be able to do that as a visionary. You must be able to hold the vision mm-hmm. that is given to you so that as you move this vision, as things get out of order, you're entrusted with a vision that you can bring those things back into mm-hmm. order, that you can just, you know, shift the course. People will take just a little bit of, they'll just turn it just a little bit. You and I had a conversation. No, let's stay what? Consistent. Because what I see in the vision is this, and so I must be one who can be entrusted with the vision, not that it's just on paper, but I must really embrace and adopt that vision in my heart. Oftentimes, you know, you see companies fail because people don't buy into the vision. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to do whatever they're going to do. They don't really understand who the customer is. They don't understand when you say the customer is king here. Mm-hmm. That's our vision. We want to limit as many difficult conversations with customers yeah. as we can. That's our vision because we want satisfied customers. Mm-hmm. And so when you have people who don't buy in to the vision, there might often be those visionaries around them who have not done a good job being trusted with the vision.
Yeah.
Because if you really know it, then you're going to make sure that everyone is walking the mm-hmm. same way, doing the right thing, holding up the banner and saying, this is the vision, and this is how we're going to do it. And I think that as a woman who walks powerful, can you be trusted with the vision that you have for your own life? Mm-hmm. Can you be trusted with the idea that you believe you have been given? Will you act upon it? Will you stay the course? Will you protect this vision? Mm-hmm. And that's the part of visionary power that I think is just so awesome. Mm-hmm. When you begin to understand this, Shauna, and you hold true, you hold to the plumb line. And a plumb line is that there is no left or right. Mm-hmm. There is one straight line. And when you see left and right occur, that you straighten it out.
Yeah.
Because it should be on the plumb line. Mm-hmm. It should be done according to the plumb line. And a plumb line is really, they usually take a string and they put something on the bottom and mm-hmm. where it lands straight, then that's the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not left. It's not right. It's mm-hmm. a straight line. And so when we think about being entrusted with the vision, you know, God is the God of hope, and he pours his hope into you.
Mm-hmm.
See, and what I think is so awesome about that, Shauna, is God pours a hope into mm-hmm. you, and he's really entrusting you mm-hmm. with the ability to carry this hope.
Yeah.
And hope is like vision. Mm-hmm. It means that I have been introduced to something, I have seen something, I have a desire for something,
mm-hmm.
but it has not yet happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like vision, being able to see on the inside what God is really doing on the outside,
mm-hmm.
but it is not yet accomplished. So when it comes to your vision, we must be women who will walk in visionary power,
mm-hmm.
that we can be a woman who can walk in the power of now,
yes.
who is constantly pressing her ear, pressing her heart
mm-hmm.
to hear what God is saying when, mm-hmm. now, so that we can have vision with precision.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we see the larger picture, But we really hone in on those small things, those difficult things, the things that are easily put aside. We hone in because we have vision with precision, so that we might really, we may obtain it and really be able to do what we've been called to do. So that's where you walk powerful in the now, so that you can be faithful in your now. So you have to be conscious when it comes to your vision, Shauna. You know, I have so many ideas, and even looking at my desk, I'm looking around. There's an idea, there's an idea, there's an idea. Which of these will I be faithful to in the now? Because even in the prayer, one of the things that the points you brought about is God is faithful to his promise. And I said he's faithful in the now. See, God is faithful in the now to give you exactly what you need at the moment that you need it. And will you be faithful in the now to hold fast to your vision so that you can hear him tell you what you're to do next? You can hear him say, dive now. And for those who are just joining us, we want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio. You're listening to Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth. On Woman Act Now Radio, and we're talking about visionary power, how you can walk powerful in vision. And we're changing it just a tad bit, that you don't have to be a leader. You don't have to be in charge of something. You need to be in charge of your life and to believe that God has shown you a vision for what you are to do, whether it's with your family, your children, your community, your workplace, the marketplace. You are to hold that vision. So we've talked about walking powerful in the now, and walking powerful, being entrusted with a vision that when God is a God of hope, Shauna, he pours his hope into you so that you can carry. You are entrusted with this vision. And are you one who can literally hold the course, hold the plumb line, stay the course, bring it back into order when the vision gets out of order? That is why he entrusts you. So what are you getting from this call, from this show so far, Shauna, in your ability to exercise or demonstrate visionary power in your life?
You have to stay in a ready position.
Oh, that's good.
And not just we stay, I know we've talked about staying in a ready position to hear, but you should also stay in a ready position to do.
Yes.
To hear and to do. To hear and to do.
And let's take that even farther, because a part of the power of vision is also our ability to hear, to see, and to do. And that vision part comes, we talk about hear it, see it, do it now. Hear it, see it, do it now. From Deuteronomy 28:1, I learned this many years ago, again, from my mentor, and I'm sharing all of his stuff with y'all. That's why I keep calling his name. Coach Al Hollingsworth, who taught us how to hear it, see it, and do it now. That when God speaks a word to you, you are hearing it, but really your ability to do it has more to do with how you see what he says as it relates to you to be able to walk in visionary power. So when you say that our readiness, a part of readiness is to hear, the word of God says in Deuteronomy 28:1 says, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. If you will hearken diligently. The word hearken is to listen with an intent to obey. The word diligence has to do with your painstaking effort. Will you listen to God for what he has for you to do? Because when you listen, you will hearken, you will listen with an intention to obey him. And when you do it diligently, you will go to whatever extremes it may take in order for you to hear him. When you hear him, then it says that you might observe to do. When you observe, then you are seeing what he is telling you to do. So I'm just taking my time today because we're talking about vision as opposed to being in such energetic kind of because of the content of what we're talking about. And I want to encourage those who are listening to make sure you download this and re-listen to it again, because this isn't about bosses. It isn't about leaders. It isn't about someone who thinks they have a better idea than you. This is about your life. Do you have vision for your life?
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe I do it, and just as I said earlier, I do what I want to do with my life. I go where I want to go. But there are some specific directives that I've
mm-hmm.
received and that I believe they are mandates for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is what you need vision for.
Yes.
When you have a mandate on your life, you have a calling on your life, you have an assignment on your life, that is the visionary power that we're talking about today. Is can you define, can you isolate that assignment?
Mm-hmm.
And if you will begin to isolate the assignment, then you have to begin to pursue the vision and be able to be entrusted with that vision, because you cannot accomplish whatever that assignment is without being able to walk in the now.
Mm-hmm.
God is a God of now, today, forever, more, today, right now. He says, don't think about what's for tomorrow, maybe what was yesterday. Don't think about that, but be present, be
mm-hmm.
present right now. And so in order to accomplish what he has assigned you to do, you have to press your ear, press your heart
mm-hmm.
to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
So when you hear it, you will see with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You will see with your eyes what he has spoken to you, and that makes it so much easier
mm-hmm.
because then you will be able to do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just so powerful. The next one, I'm sharing 5 points with you today as it relates to visionary power, those things that I think are so important for us to be able to walk powerful in vision,
mm-hmm.
to be able to see where your focus is blurred, your vision is impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why even my illustration of the hawk who sees an expanded vision, he has an expanse in which he can view,
mm-hmm.
but he focuses on a very tiny, tiny portion of the expanse of the view,
yeah.
so that he can accomplish and obtain
mm-hmm.
what he wants. He takes a dive for that little bitty thing,
mm-hmm.
but he's focused. But if he had poor vision, if his vision was impaired,
mm-hmm.
he had no focus.
Yeah.
And see, the way it's an interesting thing. We talk about how when you turn 40, oh girl, you see people pulling out their reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have your eyes tested and you'll still see 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
But what changes is your focus.
Okay.
As you get older, your eyes are like a lens.
Mm-hmm.
And on the lens, you'll see the lens on a 35 millimeter. If you had it on auto,
mm-hmm.
it would begin to go zzz, 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 zzz,
mm-hmm.
because it's trying to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the lens can still see,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the capacity is still the 20/20 or
mm-hmm.
the 35 millimeter or the 100,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. It still can, that's the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the capacity of these eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But as I get older, the focus begins to change. The capacity
mm-hmm.
to focus changes. Some people lose focus ability altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, their vision is now impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So when you lose focus on your vision,
mm-hmm.
did you get it? When you have no focus, your vision is impaired. And that's in the physical sense.
Yeah.
So when you think about your vision, people say, well, I got this vision. I'm going to write a book. That's a big vision, right?
Yeah.
But when your focus is impaired, when your focus is not, you don't have focus on it, then your vision is impaired. That means that you won't accomplish it, people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see where you're going.
Right.
You have no insight about what you're doing. You have no foresight. You have no hindsight because you're what? Your vision becomes impaired. Impaired means that it's not going to accomplish what you thought it was. It doesn't look like you thought it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes impaired. So now go back to the hawk. He's got a big expanded vision, but he's got such great focus because that's why we talked about vision with precision, is that you have vision, but can you focus? That is precision. And when you lose focus, your vision becomes impaired. How many our conversation today? For 2 years I put this off. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The vision is still there,
mm-hmm.
but the focus is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus now has impaired what? The vision. We call it deferred our deferred hope, you know. Well, I'm going to do it next week. We call it procrastination, but when you look at it, you look at the overall vision. Mm-hmm. When the focus is off target, then the whole vision is impaired.
Yeah.
It becomes immovable. Immovable. It means it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a woman with visionary power, we're saying we're going to change that because we're going to focus on those minors in the majors of the vision.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? We're going to focus on that so that we can accomplish the major things of that vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you download, when you get to that point where you're really getting down to the minute of what you're supposed to be doing, keeping your focus, then you're going to be able to accomplish that vision in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
It does.
All right. The next thing I want to, as a visionary, I think this is so awesome because it's so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, we're doing this as zero, because to walk entrusted as zero, then you have to deliver on what God has given you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the next one is walk in expectancy as zero. Now, when you have an overall vision, that's all it is. It is a foresight of where you think you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is insight on how you think you're going to get there. Now, remember, all these things are relative to what does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Foresight is not there yet. It's what I see coming. Insight is kind of what I'm imagining this is going to be,
mm-hmm.
or I might have an intuition, or I might have wisdom and experience, and the formula is all coming together
mm-hmm.
to say, if I do this because I might have done it before, then I'm probably going to get the same result.
Right.
Okay, so that's a little bit of insight. But what's amazing about vision and expectancy and to do it at zero
mm-hmm.
is that when you have vision with expectation, it is the thing that literally draws you. It becomes the rope of your faith
mm-hmm.
that literally draws you to an expected end.
Yes.
You have to wake up. If you have a vision for something, you've got to wake up with an expectation that something in your life today, is going to advance
mm-hmm.
towards that vision.
Yes.
Something in your life. And this is so amazing in the sense that just like the building we talked about,
mm-hmm.
if you don't get up every day and the contractors, the subcontractors don't show
mm-hmm.
up, we have laid out the plan, but they won't stay focused on their part, then guess what? Ultimately, the vision does not come to pass.
Yeah.
Also, if you don't wake up with an expectation that your contractor and your subcontractors are going to be on that site,
yeah.
every single day, then guess what happens to the vision?
Mm-hmm.
It's impaired. It's impaired. It is not accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the problem here, ladies, that you tell me I got a vision but nothing's changing
mm-hmm.
because the expectation, your expectancy level is at a zero
mm-hmm.
when it should be much higher?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that you have to literally expect the movement of God, expect your movement. You have to be a part of your own breakthrough instead of allowing people to break through to the other side. You've got to be the woman that can penetrate
mm-hmm.
because you have an expectation. When you penetrate, you accomplish. You get to the other side of the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, you will obtain that thing you want. And that expectancy is like the rope that literally pulls you into the future
mm-hmm.
as it relates to the things that you desire.
Yes, that's good.
But many of us give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
To not have expectancy means that we don't have hope.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to have hope without expecting?
Right.
I don't know how you have hope without expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But some of us put our visions, we put our ideas, we put them aside because we don't expect them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Expectancy is the energy to make you do something.
Mm-hmm.
Expectancy is also the energy that will draw serendipitous opportunities to you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is finding highly improbable things
mm-hmm.
with great frequency in your life. That's what expectancy is. It's like the frequency on something, because it will cause you to draw to you the conditions of your heart. And if I expect a miracle, something ought to be happening. Then it keeps my hope, it keeps my energy, it keeps my attracting that back to me. So I expect something to happen. Also, it is also the energy that will get you to take action because you expect it. You're going to speak about it. You're going to tell someone about it. You're going to make it happen in your life. And it will draw to you the things that you need because you expected this to happen. This was no accident. And I'm not saying the secret of attraction or whatever it is, but to walk powerful in vision, you need to walk powerful in expectancy, expecting this hope to manifest itself. Expecting love to manifest in the present moment so that your highest good is considered. Expect peace to be in this place because you have arrived. And it changes and it shifts in atmosphere. So as a part of walking in visionary power, I'm not just trying to just exist. I want to be able to, first of all, walk powerful in the now. I want to be faithful to the now, faithful in the now, faithful in the 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. Then I want to be faithful with what God has entrusted me. And when I said entrusted me, I'm not going to hold it. Most of us are just holding on to the package. I'm saying I'm going to know this vision so well. I'm going to be committed to this vision so much so I'm going to memorize what God wants me to do. I'm going to practice what he wants me to do. So when I get out of line, I can recognize it and bring myself back into order. If I'm working with other people and I'm a part of a vision and I have been entrusted with that part, I'm going to know it so that I can what bring it back into line so that we can accomplish, or let me give you this word, bring it back into focus so that we can accomplish, we can see properly, because focus is what you need to see. Vision is an expanse. You don't need to focus. You can see everything. I remember, Shauna, when I went up to the Miraval and I was standing on the 35-foot pole. I climbed this ladder. Up the pole I go. And as I went up the pole, I had this vision of everything. I mean, literally, vision is this expanded view. And so I could see the mountains over here. I saw mountains over there. I mean, it was just like way out into the ether. And I had to get on top of this little platform. You know, it's one of those kind of ropes, encouragement, you know, places where you jump off, you take the quantum leap, so to speak. So I get to the top of the pole, and I'm looking, and wow. And I began to tell my honey, I said, well, it's not as adventurous as I thought. Why? Because I was seeing too much. There was no focus about this. All I could say, where will I land? What will I hit? Look at all this stuff up here. Look at that pole. You sure I'm not going to hit that pole? Because I see too much. But with a little bit of focus, everything changed. So I took the quantum leap and I stepped off of the pad. The problem was my honey was videotaping me. And when I got down to check my videotaping, it was just the ground. And me talking, and I wasn't doing much talking because every time he thought he was filming me, the camera was off. When he thought he was on break, the camera was on. So I get to the bottom of this, and I have no video. My point is this. I had to say, okay, well, am I going back up there? Because I know this experience I had. Being the adventurous one that I am, I said, well, I just can't go. I told the man, I just can't. I already did this. It's not going to be the same. The first time, it was like, wow, okay, I could really experience what I was actually going through to make the decisions I was making.
Right.
So I told him, I can't go back up here the same way because I didn't saw everything. So I need a different experience. He says, well, if you go up the pole blindfold. My husband looked at me and he said, you gonna do that? I said, yeah, I can do it. So I had him blindfold me, but it changed my focus. Completely. Now I couldn't see any. I could see no longer. So I began to use my other senses. Mm-hmm. And even as I talked my way up the pole, you know, it took me a long time. It took me like 15 minutes to get on top of it. It seemed like it mm-hmm. took that long. Probably wasn't that long, but it felt that way because I could see so much. Mm-hmm. So when I had my vision, my focus now was not in my eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
It was in seeing what I could not see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, based on what I saw in my head.
Right.
But it caused me to really focus on what I was doing. So I began to go up this pole, and as I began to go up the pole, mm-hmm. the second time around, I felt a hook that I didn't feel the first time because mm-hmm. I saw too much. Mm-hmm. I saw the top of the platform, so I just grabbed onto it.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time, because I was feeling one thing at a time,
mm-hmm.
I felt that, and I was able to hop on top of that much, much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? That when you're focused, I became very focused. I didn't have natural sight anymore,
mm-hmm.
so I had to begin to focus on what I was doing based on my feelings, based
mm-hmm.
on touching, those kinds of things. So I'm going up there, and I just hop right on top.
Right.
But now when I was at the top, that was a different story
because
now I couldn't see a thing. I just knew what I was about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to take this leap? Can I stand on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Will I fall all over? My equilibrium is not the same because
right.
I can't see a thing
because
I have no what? Focus. And so, ladies, when we think about this whole idea, of course, I just step right on off again, but that was so much better the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different experience
mm-hmm.
because I hadn't done it before
right.
in that way. And so we were talking about how powerful it is that you walk in expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be a woman of visionary power, you've got to be a woman that's expectant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always, you know, I love that because if you really are naturally a woman expecting,
mm-hmm.
you're always in preparation. You're always busy about working and
mm-hmm.
preparing for this thing to come to
mm-hmm.
fruition. And so as a result of that, be a woman who is expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And the word talks about God is the God of hope.
Mm-hmm.
He will pour his hope into you. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about that he knows, I know the plans I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what's so amazing to me. Remember I did identify, Shana,
mm-hmm.
is that this is not about your whole life.
Yes.
You're going to do whatever you're going to do. You don't have to be leading an organization. You don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But will you take responsibility for what you believe God has told you to do,
mm-hmm.
the mandate, the assignment, the opportunity, whatever you call it, I'm saying what God told you to do is just, you know, if you feel inspired by
mm-hmm.
something other than somebody else,
right?
Did God tell you to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a higher calling that
mm-hmm.
we, our power source. You know, did he tell you to do this? And if
mm-hmm.
you believe in your Lord that this is something that must be accomplished
mm-hmm.
before you go to your grave, then I'm asking you, can you be entrusted with that vision?
Yes.
Can you bring it to pass? Can you move every day of your life with an expectancy that some movement
mm-hmm.
about this vision is going to occur?
Mm-hmm.
Are you more comfortable doing it later and not walking powerful in the now, listening for an opportunity, having your ear pressed to hear, to see, and to do what God has
mm-hmm.
commanded you to do. You will only receive that in the now, being conscious in the now, to be faithful,
mm-hmm.
to be conscious in the now, because God is faithful
yes.
to the now. He's not a God of the past. He's not a God of the future. He is a God of when, right
mm-hmm.
now. Right now, this is where it's going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's going to matter. This is where you're going to see these things occur in your life is when, now,
mm-hmm.
whatever is occurring, because in 0 to 2 to 5 seconds are in basically 16 minutes, we will be in the past.
Yes.
Okay, because this show will be over. Although it's been planned, we've been waiting for a week to get
mm-hmm.
here again,
mm-hmm.
but in about 15 minutes, now look how the time keeps going in the time of now, keeps changing, but will you be conscious
mm-hmm.
enough in the now? Are there too many distractions around you? And that's what happened to me on that pole. There were too many distractions, so I could not focus. It took me much longer because
mm-hmm.
of all the things I can see. Wow, look at that! You know, and that's what most of us do. We get distracted by all the things we can see, and he wants you to be able to hear them. I want to invite one of our callers to the show, 817-715-1183. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Harriet P. Harrison. How are you doing today?
How are you doing, Ms. Harriet P. Harrison? You're loved and appreciated, and welcome to the show. Great to hear your voice.
Yes, I've been pretty sick, so I'm coming back.
All right now.
Praise the Lord. Well, I just wanted to comment on the show. First of all, it was just an awesome show today. This is actually my second time actually being able to come out, but this particular one here really caught my eyes more than anything because I'm in this place of walking expectation. And
yes.
Just say a little bit about when you're talking about, you know, staying focused. It's so important, you know, right, for us to stay focused because God told me that I needed to do a fundraiser, and I had no money, and I don't know how to do a fundraiser, and I'm going, Lord, I mean, this is crazy. You're asking me, here you go again, asking me to do something that I have no clue of what to do. But I got myself in a place where I would say, Lord, you know, you have brought me this far, walking as that zero, as you continue to tell us, and, you know, you're not going to take me somewhere that I can't do this. Apparently, I can do it, so I'm going to trust you and I'm going to believe you. And so I start shooting out sponsorship letters. He showed me how to write one. I had no clue of how to write one. He showed me how to write it. He showed me how to package it. After I packaged it, he told me who to send it to. And as of today, I have gotten 6 responses. I sent out 20.
Wow.
And I've gotten 6 responses. And not so much that they're going to give me a lot of money or anything like that. That's not the point. They are responding to say, I see the vision.
Yes.
I see what you're doing. And I am just excited for you, but this is what my company will do at this time because of the hardships of our company having laid off and blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't even about the money. It was just about that I packaged that thing, I laid it out, and they didn't have to ask me anything because the vision was clear.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was so clear. No one asked me anything. They just said, okay, this is what I can do. Is this okay for you?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's what we call that vision with precision.
Yeah.
You know, the vision, let me use that as an example. You'll see it very quickly. Is your vision, that's the overall vision. But then, you know, you have this expanded vision to bring these women together to do a health and wellness event, and that's the big vision. That's the hawk that's flying up in the sky, and he sees everything. Okay?
Yes.
Then when you started to do vision with precision, that is God telling you, this is how I want you to write this little piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's that little prey, because you have to be able to penetrate. You needed a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And that word breakthrough means to penetrate, to accomplish, and to obtain. See, and this is so awesome, is that vision with precision, when you focus on those things that are going to add to the overall vision, because this hasn't been finished yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
The day hasn't come yet. So you were precise in this particular area. Okay, he's entrusted you with it. Then you were very precise. So you needed a breakthrough. You created something that would literally, what you were after was penetration. You sent it to 20 people who knew absolutely nothing about what you're doing, or maybe you might have spoken to them, but basically you need a breakthrough. So now the first point of breakthrough is penetration. What can you focus on? And we talked about this a couple of days ago with some of the ladies, is that, you know, if it were a 5-foot concrete block and that was your problem, that was your barrier, you're going to have to find something to penetrate it. You got to find a tool. So your barrier is, I need some sponsors. I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a tool that will now be my drill that will get through this 5-foot concrete wall so that I can penetrate it. Now, remember, you have not obtained this yet. You have just penetrated it. And a part of breakthroughing through anything, getting through, is your ability to penetrate. Once you penetrate, you have accomplished this by getting to the other side. That means that you created the tool, then you now you've accomplished this by getting through it and getting it in the hands of these potential sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you have not obtained yet. Your breakthrough comes when you receive that check, honey. That's why you're going to scream and holler and say, Lord, you are on my side. Now, that's what you call a breakthrough. It's not running around a room saying, I need one. That is going to be the evidence that you have obtained.
Mm-hmm.
You have brought it back. You have achieved this. And you have completely broken through that barrier. Now, it may not be all that you want because all 20 may not respond, but you certainly have penetrated, you certainly have accomplished, and now you're in the obtaining phase of being able to secure that relationship, to secure that check. And I think that's awesome. That is vision with precision. Mm-hmm. So we want to congratulate you, honey.
Thank you.
Keep going after. Don't give up on the 14. If the 6 have responded, keep going back to the 14. There may be a few more. So I want to just
All the vendors came, also to Coach, and they came through and they paid their money for their vending tables, every last one of them.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So I tell you what, you just stay on the line with us. Did you fire me from this event or what? I didn't hear nothing about this.
No, you told me you was thinking. And so I kept moving. I said, well, she's thinking, but she hadn't said nothing, so I can't wait on her to keep thinking. I got to keep going.
Let me tell you, that is not what I said to you.
I thought you said you was thinking.
No, I did not. I didn't say I was thinking.
I thought you said you were thinking. I swear I did. I was like, oh, well, she's thinking. I got to keep going.
That is not what, that's what you heard, but that's not what I said.
Okay, well, yeah, it's still one. I have a speaker's part open. I left one open just in case you came through, so that is available.
You know what? I told you when you got that together, you come back to me and I would support you. That's
you know
what?
I'm sorry. I got so much on this table. I am crazy right now, but seriously, I'm sorry. I really thought you was thinking about it, and I said, well, I'll just keep this one particular opening.
I'm come back and ask you. That's why I'm blasting on the radio program. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you still got your spot. The spot ain't left, but I just kept moving because I said, what's she thinking? In my mind, I said, she's thinking, so I have to keep going because that's not how you operate.
All right, then. Well, I said, anyway, let me get you off this line and ask 6.
Okay, well, are you going to be a part of it since you blast me on the line?
Now you're trying to blast me on the line.
I'm going
to
blast you back because that's what you teach me.
Listen, all you need to do, you need to check, just check with Shauna so we can check on the date.
Okay, thank you.
All right, because it's your event, not mine. I know.
I need you. I need you too, Coach Shauna. So, okay, I need both of y'all. So come on out, please.
Okay, then. 672, we want to welcome you to the line. Thank you very much, Miss Harriet. Hello, 672-597. Are you there? Hello? Did you put them on mute or something?
They're online.
All right, 672-597. I think that's 597, or maybe that's
672-597. Yes, 647.
Yes, or maybe we might be missing one of your numbers, but your last four numbers is 7647. If you're there, you can join the conversation. If not, let's go.
I am here. This is
Patrice. Well, come on in. How you doing, Miss Patrice? You're loved and appreciated. We missed one of your numbers.
That's okay. I know you don't have dyslexia, so I could listen for the number. It's like, that sounds like my number, but
so
in
funny.
Any event, I don't know. I am so grateful for this, from the prayer call this morning to just being intentional about getting on the call today. I've been so busy with schoolwork, but I decided that I was going to do some work early so that when it came time, I could stop and really get on this call because I needed hear the rest of what I heard today. I've been chewing on the word from this morning because that visionary power, being focused, and when you made the comment that stuck out to me was when you went up the pole the first time, you saw too much.
Yes.
And that it was overwhelming. And a lot of times, I know for me, when God gives me something to do, I'm looking at the whole thing from beginning to end And then I get overwhelmed that I can't accomplish what he has told me to do. So when
yes.
you said that you put the blindfold on, and then you were focusing and you found something that wasn't there before, just a little hook or whatever, and you were concentrated and focused on something completely different than what you were earlier. It was
yes.
just confirmation to me that as I'm continuing to walk and do the work in the now, every day, focus on the small things. I was actually doing the work, but I was so busy, I was at the end of the thing and not being in the now.
Mm.
I was looking at the accomplished vision and not in the where I am now. This, I got to call this person, do this. I got to call the hotel. I got all these things I'm doing. And one time I realized I'm actually doing the work. And every now and then when I get, you get a hurdle or something, you come up against something that doesn't go the way you thought it would go and you get discouraged. What I didn't understand was that discouragement was actually pushing me to go further because I have to complete it.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that. I don't have an option not to complete it. So when you said to put the blindfold on, I'm like, dummy, you're looking at the whole thing. You can't do the whole thing at one time. You have to
yeah.
just stay right here today, do what you're doing today, and be intentional about getting, like, every day I have a to-do list on things that people I need to call, things I need to accomplish. They get done every day, and every now and then I get a hiccup. And all of a sudden, I go right back to discouragement. And I'm like, well, why do I easily go back there? But when God told me this morning, he goes, do you believe me?
Mm.
Do you really believe me?
Yes.
And when he took me to Habakkuk, he said, and I was telling the ladies this morning, he took me to Habakkuk and said that, the right division make it plain that it will come. It may tarry.
Yes.
But it will not fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mindset changed. Like, well, it may be that I'm thinking it's taking too long, but God said, "Do you believe me?" When God told Abram to leave his country, Abram never said a word. He just left.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ask how far, where we're going, why come, what do I do? Do I need to pack my suitcase? He just left. And to have that kind of faith and trust in God, he believed God. So for me, when I'm hearing all this now and achievement and that my business can be blurred at times, even when it's blurred, I still have to trust God. Because when you were blindfolded on that pole, that blindfold represented your faith.
Yes.
The
yes.
faith that you had that you would get to the top and then you were focused.
Yes.
So you didn't know what you were going to see, but you knew you were going to get there, but you couldn't see where you were going.
That's right.
So that stuck out for me that I need to just, like you said, get focused like the eagle does. When the eagle's up in the air, how does he see that fish in the water?
Yes.
Because the ocean is so huge, he focuses on one fish.
Yeah.
So for me, what I'm taking away from the call is not to focus on the big ocean, but to concentrate on each little fish, each little assignment, each task, that eventually
yes.
I will get to that goal, to the vision will be complete, and God will get the glory out of what he's doing in my life. So,
absolutely. Thank you so much.
I know that was a lot, but this word beat me up today, I'm telling you.
That's all right. I think all of us received something from your contribution. So we appreciate you and welcome. So, ladies, we're going to wrap up, and you've been listening to Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio. I want to encourage you that this is your time. This is a time for us to come together and to continue to dialogue and talk about these particular principles. The last one I want to leave you with is as a visionary power. You must walk in abundance. You must have an abundant power. That's a little bit different from expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Expectation is like a hope that we're going to get
mm-hmm.
some movement on
mm-hmm.
this. But I want you to consider to be able to walk powerful in abundance
mm-hmm.
is to believe that the things you need are available to you.
Yeah.
That's a very different experience than expectation. Abundance is that there is no lack.
Right.
There's no lack of resources, lack of opportunities,
mm-hmm.
like with Harriet. There are no lack of sponsors. See, as a visionary, you cannot walk saying, nobody's going to give me anything. Nobody's going to respond to me. There's no money available. The economy is so bad. The opposite of a visionary, the response is, there's more than enough. There are many people out there who are looking for what I have. They just don't know who I am yet. I've just got to knock on the right door.
Right.
There's plenty. Somebody needs my help. Somebody's going to be able to partner with me. We're going to be able to do this together. And so when you think about this from that perspective as a visionary, you must walk powerful in abundance. You got to have an abundant mentality. And you remember the Word of God talks about in Ephesians 3, which I just love that scripture, 3:15-20, but 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, works in us, this power. And that power is to be strengthened in the inner man, that you might know the love of Christ, the depth, the width, the breadth, the height of the love of Christ in your life. And so that is a true abundant mentality. Now take that to just walking above and abundantly, all that you can ask or think, according to the power, according to the abundant mindset that you have, according to your ability to walk in the now, according to your ability to carry and hold this vision that God has given you, according to the spirit of expectancy that is so overwhelming in you, above all that you can ask or think. So we want to encourage you to be a woman who will walk in the power of abundance for your life. And those are the four principles that we're sharing with you today. To walk in the now, walk in trusted, walk in expectancy, and walk in abundance so that you can experience visionary power in your life. So know that you're loved and appreciated. Before we go, we've got a couple of callers. We've got some favorite listeners on the line. We have Margie Stewart on the line if you want to join the conversation. Give us your takeaway. Are you there, Margie? You need to hit it again.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
And okay, great. What I'm taking away from the call is the that one thing that you talked about, you cannot have hope without expecting expectation.
Yes.
A lot of time we say, well, I hope and I wish and I wish and I hope and just – and it just like words just falling off your mouth. But when you start expecting, then you can be able to see it. So that's one of the things that stood out quite clearly for me is what I'm taking away as well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Margie. We have another favorite listener on our line. That is 214-649-8709. That might be Roz. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it's Roz, and I came in on the tail end, but I came in on the part that is more is powerful for me, and that is the walking in abundance, and I got to hear the tail end of Miss Harriet P. Harrison's story, which I had already knew about that, and that's so wonderful. So I just thank you guys for continuing to reflect and share, because that is power energy for each other to continue to walk in destiny.
All right, Ms. Ross, thank you so much. And ladies, I want to encourage you to join us on Mondays for 15 Minutes to Destiny. That's a call that we want to encourage you to share with some of your friends. You can check our Facebook page, Coach Anna, or Woman Act Now, and you'll see the number there available to you prior to the call, as well as for our members to join us on Empowered by Way and Tuesdays, which is Woman Act Now. That's your conversations with Coach, as well as our Mentor Me calls, and again on next Thursday morning, WAN Prayer and WAN Radio, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, again, know that you're loved and appreciated. We look forward to coaching you through the execution gap. So get connected today at www.womanactnow.com. Send it out to a friend. Let them know that they're not alone as they move forward and strive to walk powerful this year and in the days ahead. Take care, and until the next time, make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. You love and appreciate it.